Welcome back to another Wisdom Wednesday. I'm so glad that you're here. This week, you're going to hear an amazing strategy that you can put into motion right now to get quick results. You're going to love it. Enjoy. The first thing we did that was really the main focus of our promo week was to create a quiz that delivered a curated playlist to those who took it. For this, we partnered up with our favorite quiz copywriter, Shanti Zack, who I've talked about many times before on the show. But you really don't need to hire a copywriter. In fact, I had Shanti on the podcast to talk about creating a quiz. So you can go check out that episode. It was 373. It was called Quiz Creation 101, everything you need to know about using the most effective lead magnet. And you'll learn tons about creating a quiz for something like this. But back to what we did. We wanted to keep it super duper simple. So we knew we wanted three results and only four questions so that our quiz takers could get to their results quickly. Once we had our questions and results, we created our quiz in Interact, which you could find it at tryinteract.com. And let me tell you, it's an easy user face for sure. My podcast manager uploaded the quiz into Interact. So she says, if she can do it, anyone can do it. And so she told me to say that. Plus, it's really cheap. You can even pay for it for 1 month and only use it during your promo. And then you can stop paying for it. All you have to do is input your questions, add an image if you want, personalize the design, and then you can actually grab the link to your personalized quiz and use it on your website. So that's what we did. We created a landing page specific to promoting this quiz, and we just had all the buttons direct to the quiz on Interact. So easy peasy. And even better, Interact allows you to redirect your results page to whatever you'd like. So let's talk about what we did for the results. So for each result page, we selected 10 of our best podcasts that would help the person exactly where they are in their business. So tailor it to the strategies and step-by-step guidance that they need in terms of where they're at on their business journey. From there, we created a PDF with all the episodes linked up, along with the best steps to take next and a little pep talk from me. So after they completed the quiz, they arrived on this PDF and could go directly to the episodes to download them in their phone. And our goal was to get 3,500 people to take the quiz, hoping they'd download at least 8 to 10 of the episodes. We ended up getting over 5,000 quiz takers during our promo week, and that was actually just the number of people who completed it. We had even more start the quiz and then, as online marketing goes, not follow through. But that doesn't mean they still didn't go and check out some of the new episodes. So not only did this give our audience members valuable guidance and strategies to implement right away, it also got online marketing made easy in front of them, whether they were already a listener who maybe had fallen off the listening wagon, or an avid listener, or a new listener. So again, they took the quiz, and the quiz, I didn't really state this clearly, the quiz helped people understand where they were in their entrepreneurial journey. So there are four different seasons they could be in their entrepreneurial journey, and then each season had 10 podcast episodes to support them in that season so they would get instant momentum. Just wanted to make that clear. So once we had this up and running and over 5,000 people took the quiz, we felt like it was a win-win. So in actually, I want to put this out there. It wasn't a list builder. So this is very different for my style. We could have had people actually have to opt in to get their quiz results, but we didn't do that because this wasn't a list building strategy. It was a podcast download, podcast awareness strategy. And so when you took the quiz, to get your quiz results, you just got them instantly. And so that was different. And yes, we lost a lot of leads doing so. But again, I'm always about what is the number one goal? And downloads and introducing people or reintroducing them to our podcast was the goal. So that's why we did it that way. So all in all, I thought this strategy significantly boosted our podcast downloads, but it also was a fun way to engage with our audience and add value, actually give something to them that they could use right away.